think so, sir. There's about five naughty issues I understand.
That's right.
Political thing that got me out, we can't be too sure about. Then we've asked for some changes in the International Control Commission's language. To confirm up. Get some more assurances there on the.
Yeah.
Supervisory group.
And everything in place and everything good, that international relations could help you to put out and put the other things.
But you've had a chance to analyze this as to the question is, do you think you can help someone to good conscience, that's the real one.
Oh, yes, I don't have any trouble with my conscience.
It is the right thing to do.
Yes.
See, we've been a long time in this war, a lot of guys have died. We have the POWs and all the rest, and the question is, put it up this sun at this time, it's the right thing. I mean, emphasize in terms of, as I told Henry before, that's left in terms of political equity, just don't even give a damn. The war can go on, but after the election, no problem there, as far as we're concerned. The pressures may be on them, however, to do better now than they would later. Who knows? Or it could be the other way around, but just on the merits, that's really what I understand, and I think we're all interested in. After all of this sacrifice and the rest of it, would you consider, assuming we can get, roughly what Henry's outlined, do you think that, having been in that field, having watched you for so long, and you feel that's something we should do, because obviously we're in a position to put a considerable amount of, shall we say, convincing on to, but we can't do it unless we think it's in his best interest. I mean, having not only his, but the interest of what he and all of us have been fighting for out there.
No, I think it's time to make this further step. After all, this is, in rough terms, it's been a long process. In the beginning, they really didn't have any military forces. They didn't have the tradition of it. They didn't have the training of it. Development of Vietnamese leadership. They lacked a whole lot of other things. They really didn't have a government. I'm not talking having one like ours, but they didn't have an effective government for their own people.
Right.
Well, the time's gone on and they developed really quite a substantial military force. With a lot of substance to it. They've got a government. Doesn't always work in the ways that all Americans would agree with. But it is a government, and it's done a lot for the country. A lot of course, with our help, especially money. And, so I think that this is another step in the process. I also think that my fit means that it really has been my caring for a couple of years. That the North Vietnamese or Hanoi's project has suffered more than we've ever dared to claim. Talking about their political structure in the South, the whole business. I think you have a severe manpower problem. And I think these things have been working on. And now the opportunity that they needed. And, you know, it's not all bad, us leaving Vietnam. We don't, it's like trying to mix water and oil, really.
Yep.
It takes a lot of doing to, where they'll trust you and that sort of thing, but you're still mixing water and oil. You can have all the respect, I don't, you know, worry about that part, but it's just different.
I said, being there for an enormous amount of time.
That's right.
Probably.
And, so, I think, and I have to admit too, that I, as far as I'm personally concerned, my thought has been for 3 or 4 years, that it should never end with our military there. There's somehow we could do that, at least for some period of time in Europe, because they're not too, culturally, they're not too different from us. And there's a way to work it. The legal system. You go to SOFA and you've got a process that our lawyers can work with their lawyers, and it's not too hard to work a thing out. But out there, a long-term thing like that, I felt that we always, that I'm talking about my personal feeling about the thing from the start. So, I have to tell you, Mr. President, it seems to me that that now is the time for the step. I don't know. I don't have any way of evaluating the role of Moscow or the Chinese. I'm really not ready to that. So with any real appreciation for it. So that's not what I'm talking about. And I really don't have any great feeling about the political situation here. And so that's not what I'm talking about. I just think that this is the logical step. And I think that the way this seems to be working, where we'll be able to continue to provide replacement equipment and with DOL. See, over a year ago when we had to look at the possibility of, in a realistic sense of a more difficult solution, that was pretty hard to see. How is DOL going to be solved there? And how is ammunition going to be solved?
Yeah.
If you went to the desperate circumstances, they could just keep fixing their equipment there as best they could. How would you solve those other things? Well, I think it's a... Now, they're going to have to do a lot. President Chu is going to have to clean up some of his leadership.
We can never do it unless he's forced to do it.
Well, that's...
In a sense.
Yeah, but I'm
most people don't do things unless they face...
Well, I think it will help.
Absolutely.
I think it will help. That's right. But in saying that, I'm not saying it in disgust.
Yeah.
You know, that...
Sure.
That's not what I'm talking about. But that's right. When they have to cut the mustard, then they have to take the steps that... So, I certainly can go there and address these problems with Ambassador Bunker.
You're going to have discussions with him. some progress on that, but that just, that's still not, still a major, he's gonna have to hack around any tomorrow, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
But, it seemed to me that, one condition that I laid down is that there, the one condition is that there cannot be a coalition government. Now, within that ballpark, if the service out there, the East government can survive. And, of course, chief of all is gonna have to determine too. That's the key point, as you said, yes, sir.
Short term, he's got to be there.
He has to. I believe that, that's what I have in mind. And if, that's, that is supposed, we don't know that we can, suppose we can achieve that, suppose we can get them to agree to let Tuesday set us up here in the government and negotiate in regard to the Williams summer. With regard to the, if he stays and stays, what you would agree to, what you would be talking about, I suppose, is ceasefire in place. And then the Lily, they try to work together, they got on that right off. Now, that's the best we can hope for, that we can get that remains to be seen. But it seemed to me, just thinking out loud, that if he could get that, he's clever enough that he could handle that situation, if nothing's forced on him. And so, because at the present time, he's in command of a good army, I mean, of a very substantial army.
Yes.
The BC are certainly in one hell of shape. Of course, one of the really tough problems we have is this situation with regard to 40,000 BC as a prison.
Yes.
And he can't turn all those people loose. That's a condition that they insist on that we're attempting to. That's one they're gonna have to hack around on tomorrow. But if he turned those loose, he might have
probably about 10,000 to 15,000 across CCAC or.
Yeah, the way it is whether or not the North can agree to that.
Be a tough issue.
That's gonna be the tough issue tomorrow. I think that's the toughest one he's got, don't you think so? And two.
Yes.
Three, two, two, and that one.
And they may kick up the traces a little bit on some of these supervision things, Richard.
I'm not concerned about that, but the supervision thing, this talking candidly here, is all much crap in my, let's face it.
Neither one of them pay attention.
That's right. Do the best you can. Make it sound as good as possible. You know what I mean? And that sort of thing. But just remember, neither one's gonna buy by it. What the hell is anybody else doing? The main thing is the fact who has the power in place, and if Jew's government and his military establishment is sound and strong, he'll survive. If it doesn't, all the supervisory agencies in the world are not going to assure his survival. And over, what you read now is, I think you got to make a nice fight for it. Of course, the state of France has been a lot of fine language and all that sort of thing. But we aren't going to fight to even really die for this word or that word, or whether or not this group or that group is going to supervise or this country or that country, they don't have any effect on it. The main thing is the real question here, which you addressed yourself to, seems to me, is the important one is whether this, at long lines, now we really, when you stop to think what we've done, their great offensive has been stopped. They've taken a tremendous amount of loss, so south, but the north has taken a great deal of loss. The mining is choked. It hasn't stopped him, but it's choked. The bombing has got to have knocked out a lot of capacity, not permanently, but it gives them an. And I think actually that's the reason they're talking. I think they're hurting. They're hurting very bad. This is the first time I gathered from my analysis of the situation that I have not been optimistic about the fact that they'd ever talk. I think that the three factors. One hanging over them is the terror that our election will take place, and then we will have no restraints. And they're absolutely right. We will have none. So that's why I say on that side, wait till after the election, and we have to go another way. And they are so bad so far. The other thing is affecting them is the Chinese and the Russians. The Chinese and the Russians give them lip service and somehow
Chinese and the Russians will have other fish to fry with us. And I think at this point are not encouraging them to resist. They are, on the other hand, encouraging them to negotiate.
Right.
The third factor that is bringing them on is the fact that they have fought an awful long war. They have taken a beating and they're beginning to hurt very, very badly as a result of what has happened. That's the way I see it. Now, when those things are all put together, that then adds up to a time when the forces for settlement that are running in favor of settlement are great. If you know, of course, in the study of warfare, those times come, and sometimes the result of settlement, if they're missed, then it just drags on and on and on for some more. That is why this is one of those times when, and that's the only thing the election has to do with it. The election, to them, is a worrier. So let it worry and get the best view you can now. Recognizing that afterwards, who knows what the situation will be. It could be better, it could be. So, but at this time, I think their movement, and there has been a very significant movement in what they've been willing to agree to, is due to their problem, you know, what's running through their minds. My guess is that these are the factors that are affecting them. And that, so I think, so they look down the long road. The road isn't very good. Do you have any other views on that, Alan? You're based on your long seances of, were you asleep or
no, I think it's definitely sleep, sir, but I do think
most of the 9 hours will ask you to have any
questions. I think we're going to have some trouble with you finishing because of the psychotic hearing situation. We just had to sit down the corridor down Ben Kent, not the top area in there. He's going to be goosey about a ceasefire and delays until that situation gets a little better. I just have a feeling that. And whatever, and the political thing, if the political thing comes out, he can clearly see that his future is preserved and control of his government and his army. And if he can feel that you're presented in a way that doesn't look like he's a U.S. stooge on the side, just as his discussions with me was adamant about never being portrayed as a tool of something that we have decided here in Washington.
We wouldn't be there if we had.
Well,
we've spent about 4 years.
These are real psychological considerations that he's got to wrestle with, and I think he's going to need a little bit of time, maybe a little more than we would like to have. But that's the only difficulty I foresee in this. But it's going to be a little fuzzy for a while.
Well, yes, that's right. As far as time is concerned, he's very likely not to make up his mind in the meeting. We have a mind that
could well be
made big. But on the other hand, he's got to look down the road too, doesn't he?
Well,
he's got to recognize that the Kennedys put it very well. Well, we can continue and win his war for him, but we can't win our own. Because after all, our interest and his now, they go in different directions. You take the DOWs, Kelly didn't even ask about them. I'm sure he cares, but we do. And at the present time, so we can continue the war, grind it down some more, try to pay the borrow and steal the money, and perhaps after the election we can do it for 6 months or more or so, but then there comes a day reckoning. We just can't continue indefinitely.
Probably he takes a lot of time too, it's going to really, as far as his leadership is concerned, it'll weaken his position within his own country.
If he takes time,
yeah, he could make this into a plus for himself. A hell of a plus for himself.
I'm sure he ought to take it as his own. That's it. I hung on, I waited, and I finally got the kind of a deal that we can all live with.
Right.
And he stepped up to it. That's
well, that's what we hope he has the wisdom to say.
Yeah. And that's why he said it. And that's why
generals thought he was a term of soft on communism when he was negotiating. And that's the way he views it. So I think it's going to take an awful tough doing here and together, immediately. And there's a point he's not going to go too long.
Yeah, but if he slips past, for example, the election, then we may, and everybody may win. That's the problem. That's the problem.
It's the only man that ever served as Mr. President.
Oh, yeah.
And he was the man.
They would lock him down.
He's the president.
The problem is in our field, of course, if they come through anywhere near what we have now laid down our final conditions, and then we go to, and then he says, hell no, and then they put that out.
We have a hell
no go. No go, because know that the American people are going to fight blood and die for you. They will, to prevent a communist takeover. But if we have offered a formula which provides for a non-communist South Vietnam, it's going to be very, very difficult for him for us to justify staying there simply because he says, well.
With the assistance and everything else as part of this thing, I just don't
see. The assistance. I'm sure all the replacement. Economic assistance, replacements. That replacement's going to be very generously done. Here, of course, they're loading the stuff in right now, I understand, which is good, so there'll be plenty on hand. So, well, the thing I think that I would say that in this instance that your position is quite different from the time when you were there. I think you and Bunker, knowing the man, of course, playing the subtleties and sensitivities and everything, but you got to remember that, that his own interest is, if this comes up with the minimum conditions I insisted upon and sending him back, that his turning that down would not be in his interest, but the interest of the government of Vietnam. Second thing is that means that you really, to the extent that you can, be effective in this respect. There have got to be strong advocates that now look here, this is the way it is, and it's time to do this, and so forth. And this is really not a time to be. Well, here, the point that Mel makes is very well taken, too. We have a problem here. The North Vietnamese, for the first time, are negotiating in what is called good faith, to the extent that any of those bastards have good faith. But by that, I mean they are trying to find a settlement, and they have made very significant concessions. Now, if that gets out, and he blocks the settlement, then he'll be through for sure. Out. Because we would then have to flush him. And that wouldn't be good for him, but it would be good for us, and it would be good for Gretzky. Because there's nobody else there to run the place.
No, that's right.
He is the man, and so this is our problem. I think we're in a position. What I really get down to is that I think that you and Bunker can, in very good conscience, think this over. Come to the hard place. We have to lead him, convince him, cajole him. Everything was necessary. It's a lot different than when you were there. Well, as a matter of fact, what is going to be presented to him, if
blowout with him. We have two problems. We don't want a public, there are the enemies going public, that could hurt us. And we want a public blowout with you right now, that could hurt us. So it's the question really of laying this out. But what I hear you saying is this, and I have studied it. I asked you for your opinion first, but I have studied it. I've lived with it. We've made some awful tough close calls there, Christ, Canada, and Laos, and May 8th, and all the rest. We stood up to hundreds of thousands of demonstrators. We fought the whole establishment here in this country. And we've defended him. And as if you run him a popularity poll in the United States today, it's about 12%. On the other hand, if you say you want to impose a communist government in South Vietnam, it's overwhelmingly against it. That's what the issue has to be. The people don't want to lose, they don't want to end this war without some honor. But the point that I make is, now that we've come this far with him, he's got to recognize that we have studied the situation and reached the conclusion that this is in his best interest, the best interest of South Vietnam and the rest. And that he's got a judgment, but we've got a judgment. And we're allies, and we will continue to be allies. But and for him to just say, well, no go, that this is going to very seriously erode whatever position he has here in his office. Very seriously erode it. Probably fatally. Because we would have to go in other directions. So we just wish you the very best. Mr. Rule, that's my idea. All right.
Yeah, they got it.